Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I'm Tian Yisi, the Director General at the Ministry of Law in charge of criminal and civil justice policy. My ministry ensures that Singapore has a sound and progressive legal framework anchored on the rule of law, which is essential for the realization of human rights. I would like to respond to the interventions on Singapore's death penalty regime by delegations, including Panama, South Africa, and Sweden, and advance questions from Mexico, Belgium, and others. No civilized society glorifies the taking of life. The question is whether, in very limited circumstances, it is legitimate to have capital punishment so that the larger interest of society is served. We use capital punishment to deter the most serious crimes, such as murder and drug trafficking. Ensuring our people's fundamental human right to safety and security is of paramount importance to us. Singapore is small and densely populated, with large numbers of people crossing our borders. An open society situated in a region with major drug trafficking centers and burgeoning drug production and consumption, we are constantly at the forefront of the war against drugs. Despite these vulnerabilities, Singapore is one of the safest cities in the world. Our children can take public transport on their own. Women can go about their business alone without fear, anywhere, anytime. We have achieved this through the simultaneous approaches of being tough on crime and on rehabilitation. We encourage offenders to turn around through three rehabilitative sentences, such as community service and probation. In 2012, we enhanced upstream intervention for young drug abusers by establishing community rehabilitation centers. Our system succeeds in protecting lives. According to the UNODC, the global homicide rate in 2013 was 6.2. That year, the homicide rate in Singapore was 0.21. In the last 10 years, drug users globally have increased by 30 million. Singapore has kept our drug abuse rates under control. We adapt our laws to our needs. In 2012, we adjusted our capital punishment regime by making the mandatory death penalty discretionary in very specific situations. This ensures the continued effectiveness of our criminal justice system while meeting the need for fairness and justice in each case. These changes were the result of a regular criminal justice review and rigorous open debates in Parliament. I now turn to the interventions on Singapore's use of corporal punishment as a sentencing option from Switzerland and the United Kingdom, and advance questions from the Czech Republic, among others. As it is for capital punishment, the use of corporal punishment is guided by necessity and proportionality. There are absolute limits on the number of strokes that can be ordered, and it is administered under highly regulated conditions. To ensure that our people feel safe and secure, we constantly listen to our society to better understand their concerns. For example, my ministry enacted the Protection from Harassment Act in 2014 in response to calls, including from civil society, for greater protection from harassment, including online harassment. The Act is making a difference to the men and women on the street and online. In the past year alone, the courts have granted almost 90 protection orders under the Act. I have highlighted the outcome of our laws for good reason. To us, the acid test of the rule of law is not the rhetoric of pure ideologies, but how the law applies in practice and the benefits in effect produces for individuals. Several delegations have asked about Singapore's accession to human rights treaties. Singapore is fully committed to protecting the human rights of our people. We engage seriously with treaty bodies, review our reservations where appropriate, and welcome shared learning on implementing human rights. Singapore may not be party to certain human rights treaties, but our domestic policies are generally in compliance with their substance. Our policy is to keep core human rights treaties under review. Thank you, Mr. President. I shall now hand the floor to my colleague from the Ministry of Home Affairs.